Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell now for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What a day. What a game yesterday. What a weekend of games. How about the way the Cougs played? How about the way the Aggies played? How about the comeback by Texas? How about the almost perfect game that CJ played yesterday?
How about the Rockets?
You mean one of the worst teams in the NBA? Only five teams without a win in the NBA, and the Rockets are one of them.
And they play another team without a win today.
It's over already. It's over. The season is over already. 80 games left, and we got nothing to root for.
Well, mostly it was good stuff. It depends on what your thoughts were as, you know, are you pro-Aggie, anti-Aggie? Are you pro-Longhorn, anti-Longhorn? Everyone loves the Cougars. Everyone loves Cougars.
Everybody that listens to this show is pro Aggie.
And pro Longhorn?
And pro Longhorn. And pro Houston.
You're just for the Cougars. State. You're for the state.
That's right.
Yeah, I hear a lot about the
state.
Hey, you're supposed to cheer for the state.
Yeah. We don't care about Baylor or stuff like that.
Well, the Aggies beat LSU so bad that LSU had to get rid of their coach. Now, LSU fans don't have problems getting rid of their coaches. That's not hard.
No. Well,
you told me you have heard from family members who've wanted to fire coaches. Oh. About every week. You hear that?
Let's see. I hear it.
That's basically what it sounded like in Death Valley.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, they showed up, showed out. They just kicked the living snot out of LSU.
Death Valley was taken over by the Aggies.
By the Aggies.
It was insane.
It was insane. That post-game celebration... It was awesome.
Yeah, on the field?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh my. And in the stands.
Now, I made a comment that
everybody
we have never seen that
their
before.
Horns off.
Everyone, I made the comment that, see, Longhorns, we didn't forget you. You guys came back. You came back against Mississippi State. You were down by 17 to a team that hasn't won for like 2 years in conference.
That was one of the great comebacks in college football
history. One of the great comebacks in college football history. Incredible. Or maybe you love the Cougars. Uh-huh. Maybe you love the Cougars going in to Arizona State and pummeling the life out of the Sun Devils. This is a Sun Devil team that was favored by more than a touchdown, and the Cougs went in wire to wire and just knocked them right out.
They didn't have a chance. I know they got it to 24-16, but it wasn't even close.
It's 7:03. Let's go to Willie Fritz right now on line one. He joins us every day at 7:03.
That's tomorrow.
Oh. And finally, and new heavyweight champion of the world, your Houston Texans.
Finally here.
Is this just the instrumental?
I've been waiting for some ball.
Is that an instrumental? Why would somebody make an instrumental of that song?
Because it's the greatest song ever.
You couldn't stop that. First down! You know how many times people... By the way, my boy was at the game. He said, dude, there are so many Niner fans here. It's unbelievable. He said, maybe the most opposing fans I've ever seen. I said,
like
Niners?
70%, I was told.
He said the Niner fan total was unlike anything he had ever seen, which blew me away.
Right.
Which blew me away because I didn't know.
Oh, no, they that, travel. Did you see when they played
traveled,
the Rams?
They must all they be went, here.
Did you see on Thursday night when they played the Rams? It was all San Francisco. They travel as well as anybody, though. Maybe even better.
Well, I'm sure there's just a lot here. A lot of people here who live here who, you know, who bandwagon San Francisco 49ers. Their family bandwagoned the 49ers when they were really good, so they grew up 49er fans.
Well, yeah, but I think they travel. I know they do. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Packed with Niner fans, and you could see it in the stands. When he said that, I started kind of looking at the background shots because it's all red.
Yeah.
You know, the stadium was all red anyway.
I mean, we wear some red, though, so that's a problem.
Well, but I looked into it, and it's the white stripes on the sleeves let you know it's Niners. Yeah. And I was like, holy crap.
No. That was ridiculous.
It was like a 50-50 just when I'm looking at the stands. I'm sure it wasn't 50-50. I'm sure it was heavier Texans. But he said it was unlike anything he'd ever seen, which kind of blew me away.
The Texans took him out of it. I mean, when you run four plays in the first quarter – the Texans' drives, this was as good a football as you can possibly play.
Yeah.
16 plays, 57 yards, field goal. 9 plays, 71 yards, field goal. 10 plays, 82 yards, touchdown. 11 plays, 62 yards, field goal. 12 plays, 94 yards, touchdown. 10 plays, 58 yards, field goal. Holy crap. I mean... are you kidding me? 41 minutes of possession.
Mm-hmm. And I kept getting messages, like text messages, like, here it is. Here's what we follow up. I'm like, no, not today, guys.
No.
You know, like, oh, and one guy listened to the show who's on Twitch, poor Marine's like, oh, yeah, now I said something on Twitter about how the Texans, I don't know, I said something really positive about the game, like what it was. He's like, oh, yeah, now they're headed to the Super Bowl. I'm like, hey. We don't have to just sit and live in negativity the entire time.
I mean, if they're playing well, say
it. Yeah, it's okay if they have a good game. Like, I want them to play well.
Except D'Amico.
What? Okay. What did he do?
Well, okay.
What did D'Amico
do? You didn't hear his quote?
After the game?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
All right.
I got all the quotes here, but I didn't.
Okay. Listen, now, I mean, they got it. Now, CJ had something to say about it, too. Listen, there was a lot of noise outside the building.
Do you think they're talking to us?
But a couple of things about this.
Hold on. Dale's got to make sure he gets it.
Yeah. But a couple of things about this. First of all, that they don't hear the noise. Listen, there's no Bobby Slowick this year because they heard the noise. Okay? Now, the offense wasn't good. CJ might not have liked them, but... you can't tell me that ownership doesn't hear the noise and react, because they do. They heard the noise, and Bobby Slowick had to go, right? So here is D'Amico about the noise leading up to this game.
Really doesn't matter about outside noise, and we hear a lot of that every time you lose. It's, everybody wants to come up with something of get rid of everybody, fire everybody, you lose a game, you go out, don't play well. Well, it's just the noise is just a lot of people who don't know what they're talking about. Because here in this room, as a team, we stick together as a team, and we know it's only about us, right? And you never let the outside noise creep in and control who we are. We know who we are. We know what we're about. We know the formula. We know what it takes to go win games. And we just understand that the outside noise is just noise. We would never go ask anybody who's given the noise. We would never go ask them their opinion about how to game plan or how to play football. So we keep that in-house, and we press forward, and we go out and play good football. That's what it's about.
Okay. You're 3-4. Okay, slow down. First of all. Secondly, you know, people that don't know what they're talking about. I don't know. All of a sudden you started throwing the ball to Jalen Noll. It looked better, didn't it? Huh. And all of a sudden, CJ's throwing. How about 6 offensive linemen for most of the game?
Mm-hmm. That was good. And listen, that was a good strategy by Nick Caley.
That was a great strategy.
Nick Caley said, we want to run the ball better. We don't think that we have If we're going to run the ball, which you need to be able to run the ball in the NFL to make play action work. It's just this idea that you just don't even run it. There's sometimes you want to attack. Like against Seattle, I would have really
tried to air them out with a short passing attack and just tried to, you know, keep. But
you
for the
know
most
what you're
part,
talking about.
But this is also a team who literally had like their defensive line is gutted. Why would you not run at a team whose defensive starters are gutted along the defensive line? Well. And if you run the ball well, it opens up other parts of your offense. And so Nick Caley said, you know what? Let's bring Blake Fisher in as basically a tight end, and we're going to go heavy, and we're going to improve our run game. That was a good move from Nick Caley. That was a good move.
Yep, it was a great move. Blake Fisher was in there a bunch. And, you know, you can't protect your quarterback. Well, guess what? Zero sacks.
But
it's the first time since his rookie year.
CJ was so comfortable. I almost wonder if it's the psychology of having an extra tackle in there. Because I have not seen – I was so happy with CJ. CJ was so poised in the pocket. When it came time to make dump-down throws, it was – now, we can talk about his timing being a little off. With some of these out throws, he's still sailing them. His clock is a little off in that regard from a timing standpoint. But the way he handled the pocket – was fantastic. It was like 2023. He wasn't rushed. He found his third options. I thought CJ easily had the best game of the season for me.
Oh,
that was his best game of the season. That wasn't the Titans. It wasn't the Ravens. It was a San Francisco team. While they're a little beat up on the defensive front, you know, CJ was knocking them right out in the first half. CJ threw for over 200 yards in the first half and looked good.
He was great. Kept the ball, the third and five, third and seven, third and 11, and coming up with a conversion after conversion after conversion with a guy in his face, even falling back sometimes. Look at the throw that he made to Hutch, and there's a guy in his face, and he doesn't have great – he's actually throwing off of his back foot, and yet he laid it in there perfectly.
Absolutely. And, that you know, the other one where he threw to – I think it was – No, it was Hutch on the touchdown on the little cross. Yeah, that was the one where he changed his arm angle.
Yeah.
And that was like vintage. Now, that's what we've seen in the past that we wanted to get back to. Like, it's there. And people who make excuses for CJ, that's what we want CJ to look like. Not the ones that you make excuses for. It was that one. And some of that, you know, John, I didn't even think about this yesterday. Do you remember when Deshaun Watson used to have to throw to tight ends? And when he would throw to tight ends, he was so much better because he wasn't just hyper-focused on DeAndre Hopkins. The whole field became open to him. I wonder if Nico Collins being out allowed CJ to really change and alter the way he approached his passing, where he said, okay, everyone is an option now. I'm not going to be dialed in on just wide receiver one, which the defense is probably looking for you to do. It felt like CJ was, he was attacking with every Iowa State wide receiver he had. If you went to Iowa State, he was getting you the ball for sure.
Yep.
And even little tiny Miami slot receivers, he was getting into them with wee arms and wee hands, and they were catching it and making tough first downs.
Until they couldn't anymore because they got hit in the chest.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Woody Marks had the long...
Listen,
long catch,
that's another throw.
On a bust, but
well,
still.
There's another throw where CJ's under duress and he throws, changes his arm angle, gets it out to Woody in the flat, and Woody just goes up the sideline.
That's when he's thrown. Now that's when he's thrown in the dirt before because he couldn't. That was a really good throw. I'm glad you brought that up because I remember watching that thinking a lot of times that thing ends up by the feet. He didn't put enough juice on it. That was actually a really tough throw that he made there.
Great throw. I mean, he
can't get
great.
Anything on it from his lower half.
He was great yesterday. You don't have to, D'Amico, you don't have to, you know, go after the fans. You guys sucked. You guys sucked in Seattle. You sucked.
Well, remember,
you sucked for four of these games offensively.
But you know what that was? I think that was the fire. I think that comment was literally for fire Nick Caley. I think that's what it was. Because, you know, he was asked that question. He was asked little slick questions about making changes on offense, and he knew what it was. And he listens to post game shows and all that. Probably at 6:10, he probably listens to, you know, the people who get, you know, I doubt any of that's aimed at our station. For example, he probably hears a lot of that.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Well, you're not supposed to though. Why are you listening to that?
It's human nature. If it's in your car, I mean, I would just sit and listen to some old 80s and 90s R&B if I were him.
Yeah.
I would just listen to that. I stay 80s, but that's fine. I mean, D'Amico can do. He's old. He's younger than me, so he can do what he wants. But I will say this: It did come off as funny as we have our backs in this room. Like, well, except when Sloak was going to get a third season, y'all didn't really have his back. But whatever, that's fine. I mean, 2 years is all you get.
And now you got. Hey, I don't want to poo-poo this, and let's move on. But Denver's coming up. That's a really good football team.
That's a tough one.
It is going to be all orange in the stands. They travel as well as anybody, and as good as they are this year, holy crap, it's going to be all orange.
Texans by
You know
four.
What? The Texans need to break out their orange jerseys just so it looks like
they've got some. I don't think we have battle orange.
Just so it looks like they've got
Dell,
some fans
in the stands.
Do we
have battle orange?
Yeah, we do have battle
Not
orange.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Battle orange? Battle orange. That's right. Texans orange. They need to put them out this week so that they're – So that it looks like the Texans.
Wait
have some
a minute!
Fans.
This isn't. We're not the Ramp. This isn't SoFi Stadium.
It was Chargers yesterday.
It looked like it. It looked like it.
It's all red because we do red.
Now I saw a lot of red.
We're red.
I saw Houston a lot of red
is,
jerseys.
Houston is blue.
I saw a lot of red and white jerseys.
Yeah, red and white.
Yeah,
not the Texans
with
red.
Some gold in it as well. Yeah,
there was a lot of that. I'll admit that, but I don't think the Broncos. Well, it was last time with the Broncos.
Are you kidding?
No, wait a minute. Historically, you remember there's a very famous Bill O'Brien quote where he claimed that he screamed this at a Broncos.
That was at a Bronco fan. When they were up 19 to nothing at the half.
No.
It was more than that.
Too low.
Higher.
We had a much higher score.
It was a much higher score.
Was it
33 nothing?
I know Kareem Jackson may return to fumble for a touchdown or against a pick six
Houston.
Or something like that against the Texans when
was
he was a Bronco.
30 something?
I think it was in the 20s.
Let me see. Broncos.
31 nothing, I'm going to say.
Yeah. No, I think that's what it was at half. It was insane. I wanted to say it was 31-0, but it feels so high.
No, man. But the Broncos fans were yelling at Bill.
That's what he claimed. They asked him about that. A Houston fan was telling him he sucked, and he said, "You suck too, MF. You suck too." And Bill tried to claim, "No, it was a Bronco fan that was scared. A Bronco fan was screaming at you, 'You suck' at halftime." Yeah. A Bronco fan was texting
Loving
his friend
you.
Like, "This is the easiest game we're going to have it all
was.
Year."
A Bronco fan was saying, "Please never fire Bill O'Brien."
It was 31-3.
31-3 at half.
At half. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. Still ahead. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I learned that we don't know anything about football. Nobody knows anything. But what did you learn? 713-780-3776.
Not yet, though.
No. Dell, what did that's in a half hour.
Yeah, about 30 minutes, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll do that.
Yeah, what do we got to talk about, Dell?
Oh, Ownwell.
Ownwell, that's my people. You know why?
I saved last year.
You saved last year.
I signed up, and I don't do anything. Then I'm done. Bing,
how about
bang,
that?
Boom,
done. I wish I had a house in Houston so that I could save with Ownwell.
Well, you technically still do.
No, we sold it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we sold it. I didn't tell you. Yeah,
how do we not have a party for that?
We should have had a party.
You know what?
For it.
You need to buy another house here so you can save on property taxes.
So I can save on property taxes. I want to go after the government and tell the government how they're trying to rip me off. And they did that for years. And they did that to Lance. And so what did Lance do? He went to Ownwell.com. Ownwell.com. And it was really difficult. Lance, you had so much to do after
signed
you went to
up,
Ownwell.
Didn't do anything. They handled everything. Saved money at the end. Bing,
how about
bang,
that?
Boom,
how about that?
By the way,
you don't do anything.
By the way, you get your own referral code on Ownwell. So if you get your friends to sign up, they give you credits in your account that help pay for any of the fees that you have if they win for you. Because they only pay. I'm doing your commercial for you. But they legitimately, you only have to pay if you win.
How about, yeah, you don't pay a dime unless you win, all right? And Ownwell customers, on average, save $1,100. That's a lot. So, look, it's so easy. Doesn't get any easier. Here's the promo code. You've got to stop overpaying. Start saving with Ownwell. Sign up in 3 minutes at Ownwell.com/Texas. Ownwell.com/Texas. That's Ownwell.com/Texas.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, as a season ticket holder for 20 years, I still get season ticket holder emails from the team.
Yeah. It they want says, you back.
From the Houston Texans. Did you see this one? I don't know if you get them. Do you get them? I don't know.
I was on a wait list just to see how long the wait list was. I was never going to buy tickets.
All right. Here's the title. Houston greater than everybody. That's the title of the email. We struck gold in H-Town Blue. Gold's got nothing on the glow of a Texans win. The squad delivered, the fans roared, and NRG lit up in pure H-Town fashion.
That's right.
And guess what? We're not done. Back-to-back
They're
home
not
games
done.
Up next.
That's right.
Let's
They're not
keep
done.
That momentum rolling.
You and you and your people on Twitch hate the Texans.
No.
We got this. Texans sucked less on Sunday
no,
from
they
one
were
guy.
Great. They
no,
were
they
great.
Just sucked less. 3-14 talking this, bleep was hilarious.
This whole thing about NRG roaring, though.
The formula is to play teams with a completely depleted defense. We got that. Then there's, yeah, because screw the people that pay a lot of money to come watch your mediocre BS dip bleep. What an asinine comment. That D'Amico is just trying to say we're not listening to. It's just he's just giving the us against the world, and he actually did it in a friendly way.
Well, just saying that everybody, nobody knows anything.
He
That's
didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
He said, "I'm not going
it's the
to
people
no.
that don't know what they're talking
he said,
about."
He said, "Yeah, about that you fire your coordinator 5 games
oh,
into
no,
the season
about football. They don't know about football."
That's not what he said. He said we wouldn't come ask your opinion on how we're going to coach. Why would a coach ask
yeah,
a
or
fan?
Our game plan?
No, yeah, no kidding.
But he wouldn't do that.
Should he ever. Nor should he ever.
No. But that people don't know what they're talking about is baloney.
That kind of bleep.
Your team sucked for 4 games.
You act like he just completely. D'Amico wasn't offensive in what he said. He was asked a question and he answered it.
No, that's not true. He was absolutely offensive in what he said.
Who asked him a question about what? What did they ask him that got him to that
what about,
point?
Oh, about all the noise.
Yeah, they asked him about hearing all the outside noise. And he said,
we don't listen
to the outside noise.
Well, that's
oh, no,
all, I
no,
don't
that's
listen.
Not what he said. He said, we heard
well,
it. No,
let's
he
hear
did.
What he said,
he said here, play it again. What's this is so offensive to everyone.
Okay.
Well,
it's a typical.
The computer. Here we go.
Here I just wasn't ready. Right. Here it is.
Okay, here we go.
It really doesn't matter about outside noise. And we hear a lot of that every time you lose. It's, everybody wants to come up with something of get rid of everybody, fire everybody, you lose a game, you go out, don't play well. Well, it's just the noise is just a lot of people who don't know what they're talking about. Because here in this room, as a team, we stick together as a team, and we know it's only about us, right? And you never let the outside noise creep in and control who we are. We know who we are. We know what we're about. We know the formula. We know what it takes to go win games. And we just understand that the outside noise is just noise. We would never go ask anybody who's given the noise. We would never go ask them their opinion about how to game plan or how to play football. So we keep that in-house, and we press forward, and we go out and play good football. That's what it's about.
So, okay, I mean, first of all, he contradicted himself.
32 coaches would
First
say
of that. All, he contradicted himself. We don't know. We don't hear it. We don't listen to that. Oh, but they want everybody fired, and they don't know anything about football.
But they hear it.
He contradicted himself.
They hear it.
And secondly, there's a lot of really, really good information out there from non-football people that talk NFL. There's a lot of really good information out there. And so that people don't know anything about football is a load of crap. Just because they're not in the NFL doesn't mean that you can't look at what's going on and dissect it. Because there's a lot of really, really smart people that do. You do it every time you break down a football
yes,
player.
Yes, but you can have opinions. But one, he was asked specifically.
And
his
nobody
thing
says
is,
fire everybody as soon as you lose. Nobody says.
Well,
that.
They did about.
Nobody
Nick,
says that.
Well, they did about Nick Caley.
Well, that Nick Caley should.
I saw fans for the first time saying Sark's got to go. I saw that happen on Saturday, way more than I expected, and on text messages.
Yeah, well,
that's a guy who's gone to the Final Four twice. I saw Brian Kelly out already. I saw James Franklin out after.
Brian Kelly should have been out.
After being in the.
Kelly should have been out.
But what? No, I've got no problem. Well, it's a separate conversation we'll have about these dumb contracts. But y'all are going to learn. You're going to learn when you keep having to pay $50 million.
And listen, they're so ready to get rid of them that they don't mind eating that money.
Yeah, that's okay. A separate. We'll save for something else. D'Amico said, and maybe it's because I grew up in a family with a dad who was a coach who I just already know how they feel. They take a lot of crap, and they understand it. From people
and
who
they
are,
think that
for,
we don't well, know
wait, wait, wait,
anything.
John, there's a lot of people who don't. You are in a sports talk show for over 25 years. You know that for a fact. Yeah. There's a lot of people who don't have any idea what they're talking
about. But
there's
a lot of good information out there.
That's fine, but I don't know that D'Amico's talking about that.
And breaking it down and saying that the Texans have not been good offensively for most of the season is a fact.
But no, I know, and I don't think he would disagree with you that they haven't been good. I don't think he's disagreeing. He's saying exactly what 32 head coaches would say. We're not listening to that. We don't care what the fans
have to
say.
Except he does listen to it. He hears it.
But he's saying he's not going to take any of the opinions of the fans into account, nor should any head coach.
No,
they should be able to get there on their own. Now, I'm not speaking for ownership, because some ownership will, you know, they hear it. They hear the media sometimes. And we say fans.
Ownership does.
And we say fans, but media too. There are some markets, I don't think this one, but there are some markets where the media is a very strong, boisterous media, and ownership will hear that. New York is a great example with Woody. That's why I worry for Aaron Glenn, because Woody Johnson hears it, and I worry for Aaron Glenn. He pulled one out of the fire yesterday, and he needed
it. Oh, that was unbelievable. I felt good for him.
I did too, but I'm not all mad at D'Amico saying what I've heard coaches say my entire life. They get tired of being yelled at and screamed at. I grew up in a house where my dad would listen to Martini and Edmonds Sports Talk, and I heard him yelling at the radio one time about something U of H related when I'm 9 or 10 years old.
Listen, they won one game after looking like crap, okay?
John,
3-4.
Do I have to tell you that this has been 9 straight great quarters from the Texans? Do we have to talk? Oh, no, wait.
What?
I forgot about Seattle. Well, minus the Seattle game.
Minus the Seattle game.
That was 0 quarters of good football.
Listen, they all knew it, too. Don't tell me. They knew they sucked.
John.
All week long, they were asking about it.
4-4 is right around the corner. Has Bo Nix dealt with this defense? With this swarm?
Do you want to see Nick Benito and Cooper in town?
I'm not worried. We've got a new offensive line plan because we play Blake Fisher more now.
Cooper's a beast.
The Broncos are on pace to set the record for sacks in the season.
Oh, Benito Bushmito. Has he seen our tight end named Blake Fisher?
I just know that while this week...
And the new CJ?
We should give them a lot of credit for what they did.
That's right.
But you brought up Denver, and I watched Denver, and that pass rush...
It looked good.
Nice.
You know what this is?
It looked good.
They're going from a five-man rotation to a six-man rotation.
Just like the
Texans
Astros
are changing football. Not Blake Fit. There's 6 offensive linemen now.
Here we go. And he's eligible to go out for a pass,
too. Because we can't do a 5 offensive linemen.
No, that's not why. It's because we're doing – because Nick Caley is innovating.
No, because we have Jason Alexander as our 6th starter. That's why.
Who's that?
Remember? He pitched for the Astros this year.
Oh, that Jason Alexander. Oh, yeah. Blake Fisher.
We're changing
Blake
the
Fisher
game.
Is the, Blake
We're
Fisher's
going from
the
a five-man rotation to a six-man rotation. It was 4 at one point. But now it's
Tell me
6.
One fan or media member who was calling for Blake Fisher to be a tight end. Nobody. Who did that? Texans on their own. Not one fan
Why?
Said to do that.
Why? Because they couldn't block with 5 like everybody else.
That's a rumor.
That's gross.
A fact.
Misjudgment of what's going on, John.
That's a like everybody else. They couldn't.
No,
they
the
couldn't
Steelers.
I think there are some fans, and I see him right now on Twitch. I know the one, Rhino. The only way he would be happy is if the Texans left. If D'Amico was hung, was drawn and quartered, and CJ was gotten rid of. I just can't believe how many people hate CJ Stroud in this, and it's weird.
Well,
it's weird how many people have decided CJ has got to go.
Well, CJ was,
and they hate him.
It.
He's dumb. He's this, that, and the other. Like. Damn, this guy is like, let's let him play.
Let's give him 60.
He's literally in year 3.
So we're back to let's give him 60. That's what we're doing.
No.
Well, yeah.
No.
Apparently.
If he plays like yesterday, I'm all on board with
CJ
Stroud.
Okay, that's 1 in a row.
That's 1 in a row. So what I'm saying is, yeah, I let it play out. I'm going to let it play out. But if it doesn't look good, I don't know what the answer is, because that's not an easy
CJ said something yesterday. We should play when we come back because he's back. He was back. Feeling himself again.
I know.
Hey, I love me some CJ.
I like when
CJ.
He's confident. If his confidence leads to good play on the field, that's great. But it is a little disconcerting when he starts to strut and you just remember like, hey, we've seen this act before, CJ.
What are we talking to here, Del? I got nothing in here.
I put him up there, but I'll refresh.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's for you to talk about Chastang Ford.
Chastang Ford? You think that's not my favorite thing to talk about? You're wrong. You would be wrong because I love Chastang Ford. I love Chastain Ford because Chastain Ford is getting me. They've got me four vehicles, and every one of them I love. I got the Explorer. I got my Lightning. I got JT's. And it's the King Ranch. It's awesome. And Steffi got an Explorer. And it is, they're awesome. They're awesome vehicles. I'm telling you, I just don't know that there's a better place to go get your Ford on. It's just not a better place. They're going to work with you, every single person. They're going to work that deal to make sure that you get the best car buying experience. And everybody says that. You'll get the best car. No, but it's not true. Everybody doesn't do that. There are a lot of dealerships out there that are trying to mark up, add on, sell, get as much as you can. Hey, you're not selling enough the leather seats or sunroofs or tinted windows, or let's get that average bill price up. Not a Chastain Ford. Ain't doing that. We don't do that. What we do is we get you that vehicle so that you have the best car buying experience you can, with the payments where they have to be, and a vehicle that you want, customized the way you want, not the way they want. ChastainFord.com. It is the best car buying experience in the city. ChastainFord.com on 610 and Homestead, not less than 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We are just minutes away right now from What'd You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. Just minutes away. So get yours ready at 713-780-3776. We do have, who's the caller, Dell, that's on hold? Donovan is on hold. He wants to get on the show. Hey, Donovan, what's going on? Oh, man. Hello? Yeah, you there?
There he is. Go ahead, Donovan.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing, fella?
Good.
Hey, man, I had called in Friday. I just want to call and brag a little bit. I called in Friday, called the Texans win.
Yep.
And they kicked a few more field goals than I thought, but it was pretty much on point.
You had it 19-12. You had it 19-12
already,
is what you thought. Yeah, yeah. Seven field goals.
No, I said 19-15.
19-15, yeah, mm-hmm. Five field goals for San Francisco. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But I just got a little inside information. I got a family member in California tight with CJ. And I noticed every time he come in town, he was in town this weekend, CJ played well, and Texas usually get a win.
Mm.
So...
how about that?
I don't know if that was it, but I figured the Texans come out real strong. So I just called in and get my brag on a little bit. I don't know if they'll win this game against Denver. I'm going to have to sit back and do a little research, because Denver played, man, they beat the brakes off Dallas yesterday. So
yeah.
So I'm getting, hey, it was a depleted defense. There's no question.
No, they had.
I'm surprised they could put three defensive linemen.
Well,
on the field.
I mean, up front, that's what I was saying. You have to run the ball at them. If you can't run the ball against them, I don't know what. And they lost the linebacker. You know, Fred Warner, one of the best cover linebackers in the game, is out for the year. They lost two defensive linemen. Then Alfred Collins got hurt during the game. Then, like, they had two more injuries. Then another linebacker got hurt. Like, they got beat up the middle.
I'm surprised they could field three defensive linemen. I mean, it was they were just coming off of the field, guy after guy.
The most injured team in football since 2017, when Kyle Shanahan took over.
Yep.
And they're the most injured this year, I think.
Is it okay? I mean, listen, they're still NFL players.
They have a good secondary. I mean, their secondary, well, pretty good. Renardo Green. They have Upton Stout, who Niner fans, I found out, really hate.
Yeah.
He
got called for a penalty that would have ended a drive.
I like to call it the Arch Manning personal foul, roughing the passer after the pass on a fourth down, which basically the game was over if Mississippi State doesn't make that.
Yeah, Upton Stout just grabs Dalton Schultz for no reason. And extended Texans drive. Lenore was out there. He got banged up. So, yeah, their secondary, much better than that front that the Texans played against.
So, okay, Donovan, nice job. Call back again on Friday. See, we want to hear what you think. because you were dead on 1915. No, but you picked the Texans to win. I didn't pick them to win. I sure did not after the way they've been playing. But it'll be interesting to see against a really, really – Denver's really good. Denver's really good.
Denver's is really, really good. By the way, Brian Caswell, our boy Caswell, is listening right now. And he said, you know, he's got to get to his restaurant, Latuli. Shout out to Caswell, whose restaurant is killing it over there off I-10. Glad to see Caswell back in the game and nice. On top of the food world. He says, I learned this weekend that the 12th man is a coach killer.
12th man is a coach. You lose to A&M and you're going to get fired.
Well, that was an embarrassing beating.
Yeah.
That was an embarrassing beating. Like, my wife said, why are all these coaches, why are they doing this in the middle of the year? And I said, you know, and at first I said, it was because fans and especially the money people, and part of this is true. The money people have already come out and said, if we're going to be putting all this money into the program now because of NIL and all this, you're going to listen. We're going to have demands. And and part of it is going to be we're not going to have patience. And so
that's it.
But
no, that's the truth.
But the other part of it, football-wise, that I was told by a guy who works at a college, is he said, well, the other part, Lance, is that honestly, with the way the portal is now, it's less about used to. Remember when it used to always be, well, our recruiting class, we got to save our recruiting class. Now the portal window is in January. And so they've got to, if they're going to make a change, they're not making it in late November, early December, because they worry that they don't have the portal. They make it now because if they lose some of their portal commitments or the guys that they have behind the scenes locked up, they got to re-recruit different guys from the portal. So that's another reason they're doing it early, is because of the portal now.
Well, and when the portal was open, Josh Pate, I think this is what I'm pretty sure this, he said Brian Kelly was at the beach.
Well, we got it. You grabbed it. I heard it on the way in.
Yeah.
And he said he held off on getting after Brian Kelly because he still had a job. But now that he doesn't, he's going to let the world know what he knew, why he got kind of turned off by Brian Kelly. Here's Josh Pate. He joins us every Thursday at 9 a.m. Here's Josh Pate on Brian Kelly.
But in the most critical parts of roster construction season there, portal, recruiting, this dude was on a beach. And it never really got talked about publicly. And I never talked about it publicly. But hey, man, he's gone now, so I'll talk to you about it now. I lost all professional respect for how he was going about his business there when I found out how checked out he was on some of the most critical parts of LSU football. And here's the thing. It's not a personal thing with him. I'm fine with Brian Kelly, personally. But professionally, there are not many jobs like the head coach at LSU. In some cases, you're landing kids he knows very little about. Guys, they added staffers that in some cases he didn't know a ton about. You know, now that this era has come to an end, I think you'd be shocked at how little interaction he had with some people before they were added to his staff. Consequently, those people ended up being some of the best people to arrive in that building.
The DC.
He made some additions there that ended up being train wrecks. So that's what had me check out on Brian Kelly. So you probably noticed, if you've watched or listened to the show for a while, you've noticed I had kind of a tone change about him. Well, that was why. But okay. The L on that chest right there stands for Louisiana. Brian Kelly had no interest in Louisiana. He had interest in two letters. One of them's B. The other one's K.
Yeah, no, he crushed him. So that is really, that's how I would go about it. I'd have been on the beach, but that's why I'm not the head coach.
You shouldn't be the head coach at LSU.
I should be the head coach.
You know, the worst, what do you think the worst month of all of college football is for a college football coach? I was told the answer to this. The worst month is June. You're right.
June.
It's June. Yep. June is the worst month, or is it July? No, I think it's actually July. When is it that they have camps? They said it's the worst because you're recruiting, and that apparently the recruiting never stops. You have to continue recruiting in the summer. You've got all the camps in the summer, and they don't – I was told you used to have 2 months off in coaching. Now you have maybe at most 10 days. The guy who runs the Senior Bowl now –
it's the worst, and for the assistants, it's even worse.
Oh, the guy who runs the Senior Bowl now just came over from West Virginia, Drew Fabianovich or something like that, Fabianich. And we were talking the other day, and he said in college football, you almost don't have any days off. And he said, if you want to win at a high level, You just can't. So Brian Kelly taking that time off, that's why Josh Pate, who understands that, who Josh Pate was working on his own honeymoon.
Yep.
College football, there is no time off for college football.
All right, we got a break because we got What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence coming your way next. Listen, what did you learn? You learned something from this weekend. It doesn't have to be about sports. It can be about anything. Your wife, your kids, your boss, your girlfriend, your wife's girlfriend, whatever it is. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? But right now, a little underdog.
Underdog Fantasy, what a great day. What a great day for those of us who said, you know what? I think Jordan Love is gonna show out in his little matchup against Aaron Rodgers. Sure enough, higher than 1.5 touchdowns. And then you said, and because of that, I think that Josh Jacobs will not run for as much. Oh, lower in yardage? That was an easy one right there. And we also said, and I also believe that we will go higher with Jonathan Taylor's rushing yards because he is going to stack it up on a bad team. Sure enough, it was easy. That 80-yard, on two of his runs went put him over 100 yards, and he was at 100.5, higher. There's three picks. There's three wins. There's underdog fantasy. That's how easy it is, guys. You just – all you do is analyze the games, and you pick higher or lower on the stats that are offered. And there's a ton of different stats that are offered, especially in football, for you to choose from. So check them out for yourself. Download the Underdog app, and what you do is use promo code Lance on your first deposit. Then when you make your first play of $5 or more, you are going to unlock $100 in bonus funds and bonus entries available to you that you can play however you choose. You pick 2, 3, 6, 8 players with their stats higher or lower, and the more you pick, the higher your win will multiply to where you can have a huge win, a chance to make unbelievable money. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas. But the only thing you can do to win that money is download the app and start playing. So Monday Night Football is available for you today. And don't forget, they have baseball, they have basketball, so you can kind of cross over your stats if you choose to. And they've got great profit boosters that are available for you each and every single day right there in the lobby. It's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_HTML for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. It's time to play What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. As soon as somebody gets off, you get on. 713-780-3776. You learned something this weekend that you didn't know before, but you only get one sentence to tell us what it is. 713-780-3776. I'll start. I learned that Cam Scadaboo is not going to be walking right for a long time.
Wow.
That was awful.
No more. Anything else.
Nope. That was awful. All right. Did you learn anything this weekend, Lance?
I'm sure I did. I learned this weekend that sometimes when you fight in the UFC, you need to wear goggles.
Okay. All right. But I don't think you should because they could break on your face. So
there's the rub.
Right. Dell, you want to get later?
No, I got one.
All right.
I learned that the Rockets aren't the only team on the floor Friday night who likes to fight. The Pistons. That's it. But
okay.
I learned that banana pudding that the Rockets are serving in the media section is the truth.
Oh, yeah? Banana pudding.
Huh? Be pudding.
I learned that Travis is up first. Travis, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Man, I got one sports and one non-sport.
Okay.
The sport one is, if you can clear out LSU Stadium before the fourth quarter, you should at least be the number two ranked team in the nation.
And?
Okay. No.
And?
One sentence.
And?
And you guys play way too many tax problem commercials.
No, we should have just hung up.
No, that's the set. Yeah.
Told you, the rule is one sentence. You allowed him to get one more off. Look at you.
You know who that is? That guy works for the Harris County the appraisal district.
We want all their money. Stop it. Stop it. You guys are helping people save money too much. I work. Who do you work for, sir? The state?
Yeah.
We collect property taxes. Oh, you're doing the Lord's work, sir.
No offense.
Thank you.
To Travis, beyond his
tax collector.
Screwing
tax
with the
collectors.
The scum of the earth.
Pharisees.
The
Pharisees.
Screwing with biblical. Screwing with the, beyond him screwing with the game. No offense. LSU ain't the same LSU. Yeah. You beat them. Who cares?
I also learned that I can't stand it when Vanderbilt wins. Let's go to Keith right now here on ESPN.
I'm basically 90. Deleting all those texts. Those
Keith.
Tweets.
What's going on?
I learned this weekend that 7-1 Vanderbilt is their highest rank since 1937. Now number 9 in the country. I was laughed at this summer.
Okay, one sentence.
I learned that Carson Wentz sucks.
We knew that.
I learned that you don't know how to play. What did you learn in one sentence?
Yeah.
I would say, watching that game, Vanderbilt should feel very fortunate that they won. If you won,
lost Pribula,
and also Missouri had a chance. The goal line—that's the play that lost because Pribula didn't score. Vanderbilt did one thing in the second half. They had the explosive run after Missouri missed a field goal. Missouri controlled.
Missouri
that
actually screwed herself with penalties too.
Yeah.
Missouri was the better team.
What do you guys think?
I'm gonna count that as a loss, Keith.
What do you guys think about Drinkwitz as the LSU coach? His name is Drink.
Well,
that's not great.
You need to be a fit in Louisiana.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Perfect.
Tell it to Ed Orgeron.
Yeah.
He won a championship.
He was literally
won a championship.
He's a Cajun drinker, and they couldn't wait to get rid of him.
After winning.
Eli's
maybe,
not.
Maybe you shouldn't go sexing up people
Eli,
that are wives of people.
I just flirted at a gas station. Yeah, big deal anyway.
And then that picture came out of him in his
give me the blood.
Eli is the name of the guy from There Will Be Blood.
Eli.
Cast out the demons.
But Eli is doing Jimmy John's commercials. Not Jimmy John's. What's it?
Eli Manning.
What is it? Jimmy John's?
Jersey Mike's.
Jersey
Mike's. Yeah. Same thing.
All right.
Who's next, Del?
We still got four on the line.
We move to Chris. Chris, what have you learned?
I learned that this Texans offense can only rock and roll against backups and bad teams. I'm out.
Nobody has any love for the Texans.
Wow.
It's time for them to move again.
Wow. Who's next, Del?
Rock and roll. let's go to Ocho. Ocho, what have you learned?
Yeah, I learned that James Cook's 153 first-half rushing yards are the most by any player since his brother Dalvin ran for 153 in 2021.
Hey.
How about that?
James Cook. Cook put it on you in fantasy.
I don't know who was better, Cook or Jonathan Taylor. Holy crap. What a day for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
We go to Mark.
Mark, what'd you learn this weekend?
I learned that John Granato's crystal ball for World Series Game 1 was crystal clear.
Wow. You put it on Blake Snell.
Blake Snell got
from the very first inning, he got out of it.
But
the base is loaded.
Some pitches.
Now, Yamamoto's in a different stratosphere, but hey, we've got hope now. We've got hope.
We do have hope. I hated Game 2. Game 1 was awesome.
Game 1 was great.
I watched it at a casino with a bunch of L.A. fans.
Were they yelling or do they yell in
LA
at all?
Well, they were yelling early, but then they shut up in the
bro.
Did they just say bro?
Okay.
They
shut up.
You think every
I was watching that from the stands at Toyota Center, and I was like, oh my God.
You think every Dodger fan gets out of the surf from Huntington Beach and then watches games with
probably
John
not.
Bro?
Probably not. No, that's a super, super stereotypical Dodger fan.
Let's go to David, what have you learned?
I learned that some people make custom Texans jerseys out of their favorite GM.
Out of what?
I thought I heard favorite GM.
Oh.
That's what I thought I heard. Oh. I don't know. I wasn't sure.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, favorite. I know. Custom jerseys out of their favorite GM. That's what I heard. Let's go to Casino Joe. Casino Joe, what have you learned?
Yeah, I learned that the hatchet man needs to pay his phone bill.
Was the hatchet man breaking up?
Hatchet Man was breaking up on Friday. Mm. Yep.
Maybe a little, not too bad.
Not too bad. But that was Friday.
That cricket phone.
I guess, yeah, he does have a cricket phone.
I guess that's a...
Going into the weekend.
I guess that's a going into the weekend, yeah.
Maybe Joe didn't work on Friday. Let's go to Elliot. Elliot, what have you learned?
I learned with Scatabo going down, I have lost Burrow, Malik, Tyreek, and Mixon not returning for fantasy this year.
It's not official on Joe Mixon. And unless you care about him enough.
Joe Mixon was in the building yesterday.
Is that the first time?
Yeah, he was apparently, by the locker. Somebody saw him by the locker room. Somebody saw him upstairs.
Is he
going to
throw out the first pitch in the playoffs?
Was he walking?
I don't think he was in a wheelchair.
Was he in a boot?
Did he have a scooter? What?
No.
Was he in a knee scooter? Was he ambulatory? These are the questions. I don't care that he was in the building. Could he walk? Did he still have his foot?
Yeah, apparently he could walk, but I don't know about that whole running thing.
Jogging, maybe. Maybe we get to jogging in 2 weeks. Let's go to Underrated Mess. What have you learned?
Good morning, fellas. I learned that number one for South Carolina might be in a gambling ring.
I'd have to watch the game. What did he do? Are you talking about the DB who let him score? Was that number one?
Oh, yeah, that was because at some point he realized, all right, we got to get the ball back.
It's the only way they could win.
Yeah, once they got the first down.
And he literally pulled his hand back to let everyone know, I'm not trying to tackle him, okay? Yes. And I didn't think they were initially going to try to stop. I watched the rest of the D-line on the replay, and it looked serious. And once he broke outside,
I thought
it was just a smart play.
Well, I'm not sure because a lot of people were saying, wait a minute, you got to test this kicker. You got to test the Alabama kicker. How do you know he's going to make that?
Yeah, but we're getting pretty close.
Yeah, it was like 3rd and 10, right? And they got the first down. And then at some point, it looked like that kid goes, if I don't let him go, we're not getting the ball back.
Yeah.
Well, he was told not to tackle.
Well, they were even saying that was kind of a dumb move by Alabama not to shut it down.
Right, for him not to.
But to me, I'm like, no, you take the score.
Take the six.
This isn't pro football.
South
just
Carolina
take the score.
Wasn't going to go down and score a touchdown anyway. All right, we got three to close it out. He's not even the next up, but I want to go to him.
Go ahead.
Tom from Harris County Jail. What have you learned?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned that ankle bracelet monitors are extremely accurate.
He doesn't have an ankle bracelet.
You violate the terms of your house arrest?
I will say,
why is Tom in Harris County?
He violated
terms of his arrest. The ankle bracelet is extremely accurate.
What did he get arrested for?
I already know what they're talking about.
Lewd and lascivious behavior?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Tom went from just telling us about his dating habits to prison?
Yes, it's not his fault. These people are bad.
I get the sense that people don't believe Tom's stuff with women.
This whole thing is just filled up with fake people.
No, Dr. Dre is real.
On 290?
Oh, 249, sorry.
Yeah, 249, that's not real.
My bad. We had that guy, but let's get to Andrew, and we'll have Dr. Dre at 249 close us out. Andrew, what have you learned?
We're back.
The Texans or the Longhorns?
Texans. Oh, could be Longhorns.
Could be Longhorns.
Yeah, that's a Sam Ellinger thing.
That's Sam Ellinger thing, yeah.
All right, our final call, Dr. Dre at 249. What have you learned?
Hey, no rocks, fellas. I learned it. How about them Cowboys? Oh, no, we suck again, and I'm out.
That's how you wanted to end that.
Yes, I like that.
It's a nice capper.
I like that. Sorry, Dr. Dre. Your team blows.
Ooh, that defense is stinky.
And they don't have anybody.
They got no corners.
You're watching them chase the linebacker, chase down J.K. Dobbins. You're like, what the? They can't run. I saw Jerry's post game and it was bad. It's bad. They're bad. They're a bad football team.
Yeah, 3-4-1. I mean, they're not terrible, but that defense.
Their offense is great.
Yeah.
Their defense blows. Blows. All right. What is that? A little electrical? We're talking a little electrical here?
So we got a new sponsor, and I didn't know. There was a lot I didn't know about the electrical, but for those of you who are
general contractors, electrical contractors. This is really a message. And sometimes if you own a large building, this is for you. And this is crazy how often this happens. Over 30 years, M&J Electrical Supply has been in business, and they sold and delivered new and reconditioned electrical equipment in Houston and nationwide. So when you need the new, you know, transformers, disconnects, fuses, panels, switch gear, more, if it's hard to find, M&J has it, and they can cut down on your lead times. There's a lot of times the contractors will be looking for something and they have to order it, and it's going to take 3 weeks to get in, 4 weeks, because supply chain is still an issue. Well, M&J can cut that down. They can find you that equipment. But here's something that's really, really important for you to know. For those of you who are selling it for scrap, when you take it out of your job, they can come in, remove it for you, and they pay you big money for it. Really good money, not scrap prices. They pay you real money. So you're making money when you're taking that electrical out. Now, don't do it yourself. Let them come in. Let the professionals take it out for you. But M&J, they work with contractors all the time to get you paid when they buy that that old electrical from you, the transformers, the panels, all that. And they buy, they sell, they remove electrical equipment. They're awesome. If you need them, and it's very specific people I'm talking to, but if you need them and you don't know about them, this is a good time to get to know about them. M&J Electrical Supply, 713-699-5055. That's 713-699-5055. Or you can email them at sales@mnjelectrical.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana. Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.